Elon Musk bought the crime scene, sir, and he terminated James Baker from the FBI today for the suppression of information. And you kind of called it. You said, hey, there's something wrong with this first dump. It's going to get better. But now we know that Elon confronted him after Barry Weiss and Taibbi found that he was suppressing it. And according to Elon's Twitter, he said his explanations were not satisfactory. It means he lied to his face. Give us your assessment of this.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a fascinating developing story. And it was clear to anybody that, yes, I mean, the first tranche of the Twitter files was spectacular in the sense that we got confirmation of some of the things that we already knew. But there's this underlying sense of a limited hangout throughout the whole sort of exercise. That is to say, giving a little in order to cover up something bigger. And it turns out, you know, when there's a something unseen, you know, affecting the planets, you can, you know, infer that there is some kind of gravitational mass somewhere in the area. And in this case, it was a former FBI guy who was lurking around in the Twitter offices who somehow had some degree of vetting power over the files that were to be released. And so hopefully this means that we get greater and deeper visibility into the decision-making process and the communications associated with it. I'm still not thrilled with this idea of, you know, picking and choosing, you know, journalists to sort of vet and curate all of this material. I think Elon should just release it to the public. We don't need former FBI people vetting it for us. And frankly, we don't need Barry Weiss vetting the material for us either, especially when she has an extremely dubious track record when it comes to reporting on things like January 6th, which is ostensibly the subject of the next tranche of Twitter files. So I would advocate just release it all to the public, WikiLeaks it, and let us see for ourselves unmediated. But if we have to endure Barry Weiss's sort of interpretation and exposition, fine, but release it through her and then release it all to the public. But I don't think at this point we really can accept Barry Weiss's word on things.
You saw the White House. By the way, I think people are starting to hear you now at senior levels about this curation process. Just release it. Let the Posobiecs, let the Darren Beatties, let the James O'Keefe, let people dive into this and they'll figure it out. I want to ask you, we got a couple minutes. The White House, it wasn't even panic mode. It was like they can't even handle what's going on about FBI, DOJ related to Twitter. Give me your assessment of the meltdown over at the White House.
Well, yeah, look, I mean, again, this is the kind of thing, the basic architecture of this is not a mystery to anybody paying attention. Twitter is a national security asset. And so, of course, national security officials, known and unknown. I mean, this guy was a known quantity as part of the FBI, but I guarantee you there are unknown quantities who inhabit the sort of decision-making halls of Twitter and all the other tech companies as well. And so Elon should consider this as just the beginning of a process of what I might call flushing the toilet. He needs to flush the toilet of this sort of refuse from the intelligence community such that Twitter can function in an open, free, and a transparent fashion, which is allegedly what he wants to do.
How do people get to Revolver? Because you've been on all over this on so many different aspects, the FBI, the DOJ, Twitter, all of it. But how do people get to you on social media and how they get to the site?
Revolver.news as always, and I hate to say it, but we have a Grinch who's trying to steal Revolver. We have a constant pest who is a woman I won't even mention, but she sniffs around in the trash and tries anybody who wants to advertise with us, she harasses them. So if you want to read the dirty story of the sewer woman who's obsessed, George Soros' sewer woman, who's like the level of obsession is something I've never seen in my life, but it's a pathetic display, but I guess it's like weirdly, like in a creepy way, flattering that they think we're doing so much damage that Soros needs to set full-time people to make our lives more difficult. But If you want to read about that, go to Revolver News. It's the Grinch who tried to steal Revolver. Unfortunately, she was unsuccessful. We're staying here. We're not going anywhere. And we're going to continue to report all of the things that give everybody at the seventh floor of the FBI a headache.
Sewer woman. God, it's a combination of great reportage, your social media, and being on War Room with your hair brushed as a wild man you are. Beatty, don't ever change. Revolver can't change. We love you guys. Thank you for coming on.
Love you.